Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Disgusted with myself after that power rankings. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic, BetSweats, BetMGM Network. At least we're on the same page with the Lions, and I can't believe we're there. Because I've been an anti-Lion guy for as long as Dan Campbell's been the head coach of that team. And it's taken this year for me to realize, well, I'm also out. See, that's part of this process, being out on Baltimore, being out on Philly, maybe some other teams like, nope, nope, nope. And then you're kind of left with what you're left with. So we both end up with the Lions number one as far as bets to make right now in that 8-1 range for the Super Bowl. But Sam, you are the guy, and you've been on record. You've bet on the Chiefs year after year after year. Did the Chiefs not make your list because of something you're seeing or on the field with the team, how the season projects? Or is it just, look, I've taken my stance with Buffalo. I can't now say Chiefs too.
Yeah, I don't really want to wiggle off the Buffalo position. I've been joking, and I joked all last week, like I'm already ready for the Bills to lose to the Chiefs in the AFC Championship, like just to have some fun with it. But I do believe in Buffalo, and I don't think losing to Drake May, as great as he looked, is a bad loss. I mean, it's a bad loss when you lose to the Jets, when you lose to the Titans, when you lose to the Bears or whatever. Like, those are bad losses. Losing to a division rival on Sunday night when the kid played, I don't want to say a perfect game, but a near perfect game, you tip your cap. I didn't downgrade the Bills from that performance. They turned the ball over three times. They fumbled it twice. Allen threw a pick. Like, look, the Patriots deserved the win. Patriots were the better team. But I still think if that game is played 100 times, the Bills win 70 of 100. Like, it's not, It's not like I'm wavering off of my position. I also think that we're just assuming that Worthy's going to stay healthy, that Kelsey's going to be, you know, good enough to last the entire season. I mean, it's October, and he already looks like he's running with ankle weights on, although he did catch a touchdown in the game against Jacksonville. Worthy's been hurt 3 of 5 weeks. I don't know. I mean, on paper, you bring Rice back, the offense gets better, but, you know, there's a guy that hasn't been healthy. So I don't know. I just feel like it's a weird year for them. But they're also, to your point, they're helped by Baltimore being atrocious and the Bengals having no Burrow. So if there's a year where they can kind of sneak in, not that they'll ever be under the radar, but by default, they might make the postseason and make a run because a lot of the heavy hitters around them have just taken a step back or multiple steps back.
They need to win this game against Detroit. They can't fall to 2-4. Cannot fall to 2-4. You've got some winnable games after that with Vegas and Washington, but then you go to Buffalo. You go to Denver. You host the Colts. All of a sudden, that game looks very different. Schedule is not easy, my friend. Like, there are a lot of rough patches, and you have a target on your back just by what has happened for a number of years. So it's going to be fascinating to watch. All right, live dogs and teasers. Like last week, we have a number of big favorites. Now, we've got a 2-touchdown favorite. We've got a number of games that are right around 7. The game tomorrow is sitting 7.5. We've got the Eagles at the Giants as a road favorite in that divisional matchup. Other big numbers, that's a big number Sunday morning over in London. Broncos favored over the winless Jets, sitting 0-5 on the season. Talking about with Nate Collins, the Colts, a touchdown favorite over Arizona at some spots, mostly 6.5 at this point. So let's start with the bigger numbers, the ones that are at or close to a touchdown or higher. Any live dog in any of those scenarios?
Yeah, I could get behind the Giants for sure at 7.5. Short turnaround for the Eagles. They just got stunned at home. Now they got to come back and travel, multiple days later. And I say multiple because it's only a couple. It's not like they have the whole week to get ready for this game. You play on Sunday and then you're playing again on Thursday. You got to travel. And we've seen some support. Look at these books. Look at Circa, Westgate, South Point, Chris, all down to 7. Buckeye at 7. BetMGM still giving you 7.5 on the Giants, but you got to lay $1.15. So I think there's a good chance by game day tomorrow, a lot of the hooks are gone. At 7.5, I'm definitely intrigued by the Giants. That's where I kind of wanted to start. And then my favorite dog of the week, you kind of talked about this already. I really like Seattle at Jacksonville because now Jacksonville is, a Super Bowl contender. And now, Trevor Lawrence is going to take the next step and Liam Cohen fixed the franchise. And I don't know. I think Seattle is as good as Jacksonville, if not better. So the fact that this opened to pick them and now it's sitting 1, they obviously want you to take Jacksonville. Not want you, but they're like, oh, all you got to do is take the team that just beat the Chiefs and you'll be fine. So I love Seattle's defense. I think they can do a lot of things to take away a lot of the things Jacksonville does well. And I will definitely, Seattle is on my short list. That's one of my favorite NFL plays of the week so far.
Okay. Same here. Yep. The Rams. I didn't mention that one at Baltimore. Want to see what that injury report is? But for those alive in Survivor, do you have the balls to go to the Rams? I don't care how bad it is. I'm assuming Lamar's not going to play. But the defensive injuries mean something as well. After what happened last Thursday, and now McVay has a week to stew on that one. You got the extra rest. Can you go to the Rams? Because the world is going to be on the Packers. And maybe something crazy happens. You never know with this league. But that's going to be interesting. I'm not going there with the Ravens, but I'm just curious if people are going to go there with the Rams. Nate Collins talked about it. I thought about it as well. Just all this noise with Arizona. And you mentioned the Jaguars, where they're going to go. What about the team that they're competing with in that division at the top? The Indianapolis Colts. Nothing has gone wrong for them for the most part. Outside the Adonai Mitchell, where, they could be undefeated at this point. We've seen it so many times in this league. You get all that noise. Everybody's talking negative on you. Coach gets fined. Coach apologizes. Maybe they unite for this one game. And they go on the road where Kyler actually plays better and they win at the Colts, handing them their second loss.
Do it. Moneyline?
I could see it. I could see it, man. It's the reason we're not at 7, just sitting there at 6.5. That was going to be fascinating. Cleveland-Pittsburgh is a big line that's sitting 5.5. What a disadvantage, man. Not only do you have the rookie quarterback making his second start now, they're coming back from London without a week off. They're right back to the field, and Pittsburgh's coming off a bye. What a strong disadvantage for Cleveland. And so now with that trade yesterday, man, we are one injury away from seeing Shedeur Sanders. We're one sack gone bad, a turned ankle of Dylan Gabriel. Of seeing Sanders. It's already Gabriel 1, Sanders 2 on their depth chart.
Joy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Shador broke him.
Oh, man. I was like, wait, are we all out or is it just Sam?
No, I'm out. I'm out on Cleveland. In this spot
no,
against Pittsburgh.
You froze
I'm
for
out.
A minute. That's what I was referencing.
Oh, I
but you're
froze?
Good now.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
It's been an interesting show from a tech standpoint, has it not?
yes.
Let's see. I'm out on, not on on internet, but on I'm out on Cleveland in the spot.
Should Vegas be favored by 5 over Tennessee?
They are betting the Titans. This opened 6. Now we're 4.5.
That's a lot. I get why they're betting the Titans. Am I going to do it with my money? No. This is probably a game I'm just going to be on the sideline. Whatever, man. I'm not betting Geno. I'm not betting the Titans on the road. The way that Cam Ward has looked, like the way that they won that game, just all the things that had to go their way against Arizona. I'm not touching this game. Are you?
Nah. I hate myself, though, for many reasons. I was on Tennessee the 2 weeks before and then told myself I'm not doing it again. And then, of course, they won. And my biggest fear is that I would go back to Tennessee and they would lose by 14. So just staying away. That's all.
New England, a 3.5-point road favorite now at New Orleans.
That line.
Right? Right? But can you get there?
Probably.
Okay. Plus 3.5, though, not money line.
Rattler Moon.
Back to back wins.
I mean, look, if you want to forecast where the room's going to be in the NFL on sides,
New England
minus 3.5 is going to be one of the most popular picks of the entire weekend.
One more dog worth mentioning because it's getting a lot of chatter here, of course. Oh, it's the revenge. It's the revenge spot. Bears Commanders, Monday night, sitting 4.5. Where's this line go? Does it go up? Does it go down? You had Daniels return. We'll see where the injury report is with McLaurin, Noah Brown, among others. The Bears secondary as well. Are they going to be healthier after the bye week? But long time to prepare for Ben Johnson and company. His first bye as a head coach, and they also get the extra day with Monday Night Football.
I can't bet Chicago here. Just can't. Won't do
I
it.
I know. But more than a field goal, that kind of stinks too.
Ain't happening. I'm not biting that bait. Not happening.
I'm not doing it. All right, teasers that jump out. What do you think? As far as short numbers that we want to move up, like, yeah, I mean, we like Seattle to win, so I guess you could make that case. I don't know if it's really a teaser, but I don't see a lot of numbers shorter than a field goal outside of Detroit. Detroit plus 2.5 to 8.5, that makes a lot of sense. But the teaser options, it seems like you're going to have to move a lot of favorites down, Sam.
Yeah, starting with Denver. Do you really think the Jets go to London and save their season? I don't. I think there's a better chance they get blown out and leave Aaron Glenn at Tottenham Hotspur and just leave him there and go on to the next coach.
Really?
I mean, no, not really. I'm being a little facetious. But, I mean, that coach looks completely mismatched. And, you know, they fired a defensive guy in Salah to hire another defensive guy, and their defense is worse. I think it was a disaster of a hire, and you know they have their worst start in many years. So Denver at 7.5 right now, BetMGM, you tease that down to 1.5, you get through 7, get through 3. That seems like a pretty decent leg. And then, you know, the Rams and the Ravens. Have we heard Lamar? Is Lamar, like, I don't know what to think on Lamar. The line says he's out, but do we know for sure that he's out? I'm going to guess he's not playing in this game, but I have no intel on that.
The idea was, with the initial reporting, that, okay, he's going to miss 2 to 3 weeks. Well, that means the game against Houston, game against the Rams, and then you get the bye week. Then you bring him back for the game against Chicago. That was,
I mean,
the
there's
idea.
No way. There's no way, given the market, there's no way he's playing per the market. Now, the market could obviously change. We saw a change last week when the Ravens went from a 6.5-point favorite to a 2-point dog. And then Ravens reporters are like, oh, you might not play. No kidding, moron. The line moved 8 points. So this number at Rams -7.5 in Baltimore says he's out.
Yeah.
And he's not even ruled out yet. So my point is, if they rule him out, which I assume they will, 7.5 goes to 8, 8.5, 9. So you may want to tease the Rams ASAP, get that 7.5 down to 1.5, because once you get to 9, 9.5, the teaser becomes less sexy given the math.
And you're not interested in teasing Philly, right?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So I think it's a short list. Like, we came up with it. Rams -1.5. I agree. You brought up Denver in London. The favorites do well there. -1.5, same number. And then on the dog side, we're looking at Seattle +7.5. But not everywhere has a +1.5, so you would have to tease it where you get the +1.5 to get it through that 7. But I think those are three pretty good legs. Outside of that, it's tough to make a case for any others. Well, Detroit, right? I mean, we can do Detroit. +8.5.
Detroit, okay. For sure. Look, I know that people don't want to tease from 3 up. San Francisco +9, probably going to hit.
Okay. Check that injury report. A few teams in particular. All right, there are 4 strong legs that were 4 to 5. There you go. Nickel or dime on the other side. This is BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.